Hi, this is Jim, and this is challenge number 49 of the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. Well, here we go again. Giving you a chance to test your knowledge of great pop and rock and roll music from the last 40 or 50 years or so. Just by hearing the great opening notes, could you identify the song, maybe the artist? And as usual, we'll have a little bit of trivia about each of our featured songs. So thank you for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thanks so much for playing along. The game is pretty simple. We play the opening few notes from classic rock and roll and pop songs, and you try to figure out the song and the artist that we're playing. We have a theme on this episode. All of our song titles have something in common, or even if it's not in the title, the theme of the song has something in title, and it's pretty seasonal as well. Are you ready? Here we go. Five hits, all with a theme, and hit number one is from 1957.
Up in the morning.
Hit number two from 1963. Hit number three from 1972. Hit number four, 1974.
How you doing out there? How you doing out there?
And hit number five from 2006. Well, there you have it. Those are the clues from five songs. The answers are coming up. Just struck me that in this episode of the Great Openings Podcast, we're doing something we rarely do. We rarely ever span 50 years of music, but this one went all the way from 1957 to 2006, 49 years. Pretty incredible. The clues and the songs that we feature, of course, come from our live trivia shows here in the Metro Atlanta area every Saturday night from the Trivia Factory. Now, you can play just about every other night of the week. You can play trivia at bars and restaurants all over the Atlanta area. But Saturday night, of course, it's live music trivia. And the clues that we use here on the podcast are from the bonuses. As always, I invite you to come out and join me on Monday nights for general trivia. If you happen to be in the Atlanta area or going to be visiting, we're at Wings and Things, and the fun gets underway at 7 o'clock. You can find out more at thetriviafactory.com. Oh, and just a quick comment. A couple of people have emailed me about it. The last episode, which was number 48 of the Great Openings Challenge, about a third of the way in, well, you got a glimpse of production snafus. I normally record this in one just great long take and, press the record button and do the podcast. And you hear everything, the stumbles. And occasionally, though, I'll want to stop and go back and maybe edit out something, which is exactly what the intent was on the last episode. And right in the middle, of course, I stumbled over a word or something and did one of those little da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- editing it, and you wouldn't have known the difference had I remembered to do that, but I didn't. And a couple of days later, I started to get a couple of emails. And I went back and listened, and I thought, oh, my goodness. But you know what? It's just not worth trying to fix. It'll become a collector's edition. And as I seem to recall, not the first time we did that, left a big boo-boo in the middle of one of the podcasts. That happened once before as well. So enjoy it. We'll have a good laugh over it. Okay, how about the answers? We played five songs, the great openings notes. Remember, I told you there was a theme, and I said it was seasonal. Here we are, middle of August, and a lot of kids are going back to school.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Yeah, school is our theme. And hit number one was from 1957. It's Chuck Berry's School Days.
You study them hard and hoping to pass.
Well, School Days was another one of Chuck Berry's hits here in the United States. It was his first hit in the UK. And this is one of those songs that has been covered by a lot of people. The list is kind of interesting. AC/DC, Gary Glitter, The Beach Boys, Elvis Presley, they've all recorded cover versions of Chuck Berry's School Days. And maybe the most unusual, The Simpsons. On their album, The Simpsons Sing the Blues, they had a little bit of vocal help from Buster Poindexter. Hit number two tonight was from 1963. And you probably recognized it as The Beach Boys and Be True to Your School. Be True to Your School reached number six on the charts. The Beach Boys actually recorded two studio versions of the song. The original recording, which appeared on the album, was in a higher key and at a slower tempo than the second version, which was the one that was released as a single. The second version features the various female cheerleader yells. I think the clue we played was actually the studio cut from the album. Hit number three from 1972, it's Paul Simon and Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard.
Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yeah, I love this school theme.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Well, Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard is a song that has sparked a lot of debate over the years. What was Paul Simon writing about, and what really happened in the schoolyard? What is it that Mama Pajama saw? Well, a reporter for Rolling Stone magazine asked Paul Simon that question back in 1972. He said, "The whole world wants to know." Well, Paul Simon, a little circumspect about the whole thing, he said he had no idea what it was. He said perhaps something of a sexual nature. He said he never even bothered to figure out what it was, and it didn't make any difference to him. Despite his comments, speculation has continued. Hit number four this week.
You ever seen
1974.
It seems like everybody's getting on your case from you.
Yes, Brownsville Station and Smoking in the Boys Room. And actually, now that I think about it, this is a great openings repeat. We actually used this as a clue 2 years ago on one of the very, very early versions of the Great Openings podcast. But a little bit of trivia. Reportedly took Cub Coda, who was one of the lead singers from Brownsville Station, a half hour to write the song and an hour for the band to record it. The song's producer originally hated the song. He refused even to release it as a 45 until a FM radio station in Portland, Maine started playing it off of the album, and afterwards the request for the songs started to stream into the record company. It had over 100,000 orders for the single before he changed his mind and actually released it as a single. And hit number five this week. And just a couple of years ago, 2006, the group is Bowling for Soup. And the song is High School Never Ends.
High school never ends.
Yeah, High School Never Ends. It was a hit off of Bowling for Soup's album, The Great Burrito Extortion Case.
Check out the popular kids.
Now, the song contains many references to today's culture. Some of the celebrities mentioned include Mary-Kate Olsen, specifically her alleged eating disorder. How did Mary-Kate lose all that weight? That's the lyrics. Jessica Simpson. They mentioned Bill Gates is the captain of the chess team, and Reese Witherspoon, she is the prom queen. Jack Black, Brad Pitt, and Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes also mentioned in High School Never Ends. Well, there you have it. Five songs about school days. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, tune us in. You can subscribe on iTunes. And I got to tell you, the show notes, including all of the trivia we read, you can find on my blog. And that's at jimdriscoll.net. We always appreciate your comments and your feedback. You can reach me at jimradio@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter. And that would be twitter.com/JimDriscoll. As always, thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along, and we'll see you next time when we do it again on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.